Hello, hello. Thank you for being here in another episode of Adriana Says. This is the 31, yes, 31 episode. So far, I've been having so much fun being here talking with you and just trying to make your life better in a simple way. So today, I want to talk about something that is very popular, and it's dreams and how to dream big and aim for the stars and just have your vision board, and just the world always push us to dream a lot and bigger, and but also it pushes us to make our dreams come true. And I'm here today to share with you that I don't think that dreams are important. I think that what's really important is the act of dreaming per se. So it's not about having a lot of accomplishments. Because maybe if you're just like me, I have like a full cemetery full of dreams that never took place, like failed dreams, if you want to say so. And it's not important. What I think that really matters is that you keep dreaming, because as we get older, we lose that capability of just dreaming. When we are like kids, 8-year-old, all children are amazing because they have dreams, very weird dreams, very random dreams, and they are full committed to those. And it doesn't matter if they're not doable. Like just thinking a kid that wants to be an astronaut. Like maybe you're gonna, if a kid comes to you and say, I want to be an astronaut, you're not gonna say like, this is very hard to do. Like only one person in a million gets to be an astronaut going to outer space. Like you have to train a lot. You have to live up. No, you don't say that. Like you don't deflate their dreams just because they're hard. You're just encouraging them like, yes, dream bigger. You can do it. You can do anything you want to do, because it's not important to become an astronaut. It's important that they want to be something amazing. But as we grow old, we lose that, and we keep like second guessing our dreams and actually see if they are doable or not. And of course you want to have some goals in your life, but it's very different to have goals than to have dreams. Goals is something that you are looking forward, that have certain steps that are within reason, like doable, that they are logic behind those goals. And dreams, maybe not. But you know what? It doesn't matter. You still need dreams in your life, not only goals. Like, I'm going to say, maybe this example will help you to realize the difference between a goal and a dream. Maybe your goal is to, like, save enough money to go to Disney. No? So this is very, you can measure that by having enough money. But the goal ends as soon as you have enough money and you arrive to Disney. That's it. But the dream can be going to Disneyland with my family and seeing my kids and my family just excited being there. So the dream highlights the feeling behind the action. And that is what gives you power and gives you like the strength to go after your dreams, because you want to achieve that feeling. You want to be surrounded by that magic. And it's different from a goal, because the goal actually just getting there, it's just like you already accomplished this. You set up like a budget and you save enough money and you're here and that's it. But the dream is so much more. The dream is more about the experience, the feeling. And you need both. Because if you only focus on the goal, you're going to miss out the most important part. Then is enjoying your life, enjoying whatever you get to live in your life. But if you only dream without steps or goals, maybe you're not going to get to your dreams. And what I want to encourage you, it's not to have achievable dreams, just to keep dreaming, just to have big dreams. Just try to be more like a child again and have huge dreams. Maybe you want to write a book. Maybe you want to write 100 books. Maybe you want to have a band. Even if you're in your mid-40s, you want to have a rock band and you want to go on concerts and have a tour. And that's fine. I'm not asking you to try to make sense of your dreams or to look at them through a special glass of reality. Like if you can do it, then it's worth dreaming. No, I think that everything is worth dreaming. I think it's more important to keep dreaming than just accomplish your dreams. So for me, the dreaming act per se, it's what keeps us alive. When you stop dreaming, it's when you start to die a little bit. And maybe if you're just like me and you're grown up and trying to survive in this crazy life and with a lot of responsibilities and whatever, you're just focusing yourself in getting through the day, getting through the month, through the year to have enough stability, whatever. So you're looking for different kind of, you're looking for some goals. You have some goals in your life, like maybe have enough, this amount of money so I can take this trip, or just have this, my business running so I have stability, independence, whatever. But there's goals. Maybe you haven't dreamed a real dream in a long time. So I want you to encourage you today to do that. I do have a lot of dreams. I never accomplished them. Like, let me tell you a little story about when I was in college, I wanted to have a boat. Not a big boat, not like a cruise, but kind of like there. I wanted to have a spa because I'm all about those self-care, pampering kind of things. But I wanted the boat to have the biggest overwater library in the world. And I was grown up, like I was in college. I was not a kid. But now seeing it, like looking back at it, I'm like, it's not very smart. It's not a very good dream because it's adding a lot of weight and a lot of books that maybe can suffer whatever. It's not the most like bright thing I have come up with in my life. But that was my dream. I wanted to have the largest library on water. And I check out some prices. I made some business plan because I was in college. Like I wasn't, but it never, of course, I don't own that and I will never do. But I'm amazed of how easy for me was to dream big in that part of my life. And I have like 10 business plans from my years in college, from different business, different dreams. I was really invested on all of them and not even one is close to becoming a reality. And that's fine. But I train my mind to ask for more, ask myself for more, like dream big, to actually get excited about intangible things. And that's why I think it's more important, the act of dreaming, that the dreams are. So I encourage you, this is please a reminder for you to keep dreaming. Whatever it is, please don't try to judge yourself. Please don't try to say, maybe I can fulfill this dream or not. No, just dream. Have huge, crazy, weird, maybe you're going to scare yourself kind of dreams. That's fine. But never keep dreaming. Never lose that ability to dream. So thank you very much for listening to me. I hope this inspires you a little bit to just keep dreaming. Have an amazing dream today and just go out there and love your life, because I want you to live it to the fullest. And that means also dreaming the big dreams. Thank you very much for being here. I send you all my love from here. I hope you have an amazing day, an amazing week, and I'll be here very soon. Thank you very much, and bye-bye.